Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Sam. Glory be to God. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, Sam sent me a video of the that NSSF housing project when Museveni was talking and I was showing what they are doing or what they have done so far. And he sent it to me and said that, okay, this is what happened in your area code. Glory be to God. And I told him that, yeah, thank you for emphasizing, yeah, that it is my what? Area code. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That place is wonderful. That place is what? It's wonderful. It's nice. Glory be to God. Amen. It is nice. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I remembered, some time ago, I remembered why God is giving, why God is giving me a house there. And yesterday or this morning, the thoughts came back much stronger. Okay, because up to now, I'm not very sure. I have reasons which could be why. All right? So, yeah, now, one of the other reason which could be the reason is I remembered in, I think it was 2011. Okay? Christine, when did you enter your house in Molawa? 2014. Okay. I think it was 2011. And yes, I went to your house. It was your, you hadn't yet finished. Okay. And there's something you are doing on the, we went with your husband. I don't know whether it was a gate. There's something you're doing on the house. All right. Then, now, at that time, my wife had some Ethiopian friends, a couple. Actually, they were either Ethiopians or Eritreans. Okay, but this gentleman, the man, the husband, because the wife, I think, was working either for the UN, and she had been, she was stationed here. Okay. Then, yeah, but the husband, as she gave the wife company while in Uganda, he decided to build some houses and he would sell them. So the guy was building houses for sale. Now, there's a certain house which had refused to sell. Meanwhile, they were leaving Uganda. Okay, they were leaving what? The country. And the guy wants a buyer, you know. And if I remember right, that house was in Lubowa. Okay? Of course, I didn't know how good that place was at the time. But he said Lubowa. Okay? Now, this one, how I get to know that is because the guy who contacted my wife, who at that time was working with Knight Frank. Okay? And Knight Frank, they are basically property managers. So she contacts her. He's like, please, if you get me a buyer, okay, it's urgent. I need this house to go before we leave the country. All right? Then I remember hearing about it. And I was like, but God can't say, as in, can't you give me that house? Really? As in, of course, at that time you're earning little money which can't even build a house, okay? Yeah, but you're like, I mean, miracles, you know? And in my heart, I was like, who's the guy is selling a house, eh? Okay, a good house, eh? And I get to know about it, and I'm like, really, God? Okay, so I remember during that time, The Mjimbas are working on their house. Okay. It's almost getting, complete. Okay. Then I went to the site with the husband. All right. Now, then I remember they were working on something. I think it was the gate or something like that. Okay. And then I was like, you know, he's like, but God, you can give me their house, you know what? Hold on, eh? And so I was like, now I'm going to get some money, okay? We'll give it to my friend who's building as a seed. Do you understand? Now, the danger, you see, I always say, our local, we take things to extreme. Once upon a time, something is good. Something is good. It's in the Bible. Then it gets abused. People exploit it, abuse it. When it gets abused, we now tend to think that thing is evil. Then we swing to this other extreme. You understand? As in, never again do that thing. Because it's evil. And it's not evil. But because it was abused, people throw out, they throw the water with a baby. Do you understand? Now, like that thing of sowing towards something, it's in the scriptures. It's, you understand? And I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just telling you what I did, years ago. So I remember I gave Dennis money, okay, to do something on their house. And I said, you know, I think I told him, do you remember a story like that? I wish your husband was here. I don't know why he loves what? Cutting church. I'm joking, dodging church. Anyway, I know him is my friend, and I'm going to call him. You understand? Hallelujah. Christine knows that I'm joking. There are some who have done like this. You've done like that because you don't know how what? Right. You know, with friends you can... The things you can say about who friends, and it's okay. Hallelujah. But when someone hears, they're like, what? You know, like I read a story years ago. There was a soldier. I think he was called Useranga Ruanga. You've heard of him? And he died a long time ago. And I think it was Museveni's ADC at one point. Useranga Ruanga. Okay? He died, and apparently, there's a rumor, I don't know if it's true, that the president cried. But that one, I don't know if it's true. All right, so don't what? But now, this one that I'm going to say, it's true. Okay? This guy, okay? Because remember, they were tight with the president. Okay? Now, when they'll be somewhere with him, and now... They need to go for another engagement. Okay? Seranga Ruanga. Seranga what?
Seranga Ruanga.
Very good. Give a big okay. And so, Seranga Ruanga will tell Museveni that gwe owechi walata tugende. You understand? A guy, a soldier, a mere, you understand? Will tell Museveni. I read it, I think, in what? Monitor, and it's a true story. Do you understand? Now, for some other soldiers, if they'll get to hear what the guy said, they'll be like, what? Did the guy fear being, like, killed, court-martialed? But you see, again, it's a derivation, you understand? And Kagu was like, you know, you didn't see nothing wrong with that. Glory be to God. Yeah, there are people even here who have what? Biwalata, you know? I can, you know, they're my friends. I can easily what? We tell them that, great, then Esther will hear it and she'll be like, but Pastor Moses, why don't you guard your mouth? Hallelujah. So anyway, yes, I gave Dennis money. Okay? And I told God that this is a seed. Towards that house. Yeah? And you find a lot of money, by the way. You might think it was millions. It wasn't, because I didn't have that what? Money. Okay? But it could have been maybe, I don't know, 200,000 or somewhere, you know? And it was big to me, big man. I gave it to Dennis. I was like, this is to help you with the house, but I'm sowing it towards what? The other house, I think they were Ethiopians. With their what? Jebatunda. Okay? Of course, things happened and what? Guys left the country, I think. They got a buyer and nothing, what? Happened. So anyway, of recent I've been thinking about that. Could it be that God is what? That thing was a big deal to God. And he's like, go watch it, whatever nako, na yens in church college. Naturally recording, there has never been anything to make you not have a house. Do you understand? Anyway, that is just a by the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. Okay? Then there's another reason which I think could be it. Okay? Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. But one down, zero down on one. Amen? But God can say, yeah, it is all of them. Hallelujah. It is what? All of them. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, today, very quickly, okay, we're going to talk about, raising children that are blessed of God. Raising children that are what? That are blessed of God. Okay? Abana ngabalina blessing. Abana ngabalina. When your kids, our children, okay, not only those who are born, who are here, but those who are coming from all of you, okay? We want to have children who are blessed of God, okay? A blessing is a big deal. A blessing is worth more than money, than property. Glory be to God. Because a blessing can bring all those things. Glory be to God. Amen? A blessing is a very what? Powerful thing. Never take lightly something called a blessing. Glory be to God. For example, as I thought about this, I was reminded of a scripture which almost all of you know. Okay? Proverbs 10:22, which says that the blessing of the Lord maketh what? Maketh rich. If you're speaking in what? In Queen Elizabeth's language. The late. Glory be to God. Okay? Maketh. Hallelujah. The blessing of God makes rich. Okay? The context, I believe that scripture is talking about real material richness. Okay? But I also believe that it refers to other riches. Glory be to God. God can give you a blessing and it comes with it like wisdom. Okay? Favor, insight. Okay? In abundance. A richness of that. A richness of wisdom. Glory be to God. So a blessing is a very powerful thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. That is why you have to be good. You have to do the best you can to be good to some people. Okay, like parents. Hallelujah. Whatever issues you have with your parents, okay? Yeah, as in, do your best to make sure that what? your mother or father has goodwill towards you. Okay? You understand, eh? And they say good things about you. That kind of thing. Glory be to God. Amen? A blessing is a what? It's a big deal. Glory be to God. It's a very, very big deal. Okay? The second last time I was in Uluwawa, I went with Andrew, and Flora. Okay, there's something we're going to see in addition to touring my area codes. Okay. Yeah, so while there, I lost my phone. Yeah, so I left my my customer phone. Then I realized later that I didn't have it. Okay? Then while we're there, we don't know what to do. We went back to all the places we had been at and couldn't find it. Okay, then the guy who slashes grass at my house calls me on another line, okay? Calls me, and then, yes, he tells me that someone has called him, saying that, that someone has my phone. All right? So we continue to call my phone because it was on. So finally, some girl picks the call, you know. Then so she says, have your phone. All right? Have your phone and find me somewhere within Uluboa. And then she's like, and come with this amount of money. Okay? Come with what? This amount of money. If you don't have that amount of money, Tojia, she had and she was bitter. I could tell she has gone through things in her life. Because a normal human being, especially a Ugandan, there's no way the words were coming out with a certain, you could tell Bambi, she has been hurt in life. And now, like they usually say, hurt people hurt others. So you could see now she was on whatever to hurt. What? You can see Bambi, she was bad. You could tell from her voice she was very bad. And so she tells, come with that matter. And it was how much? But now, of course, if someone picks my phone and they come and give it to me, I'll give them something small. Okay? Something what? Yeah, chintu, chidogo. Yeah. And to me, it might be small, but to them, what? It's big. And so, I answered my phone. Then we talk, okay? Like on the phone, we're trying to tell her that, Neda, what? It's a sentence in your way. You know, yeah. Then she's like, you know, then of course now I was like, what you have done, Then do you remember what she said? That's when I was like, man, people are messed up. It's just, Bambi, I think they heard, she has gone through. She said that, omukisa, tebaguria. Okay, that is omukisa tebaguria. Now, this is a girl, she wanted 50K. Okay? There's something more powerful than a 50K. Especially if she know who was. Okay? And the chick said, omukisa tebaguria. Who she wants a 50K. Because a 50K, you can buy a lotion. You know, women, okay? A lotion, a zigo bien vili, you know, And she's like, omukisa utebaguria. Meanwhile, at a certain point, she talked about God, what, you know? But omukisa utebaguria. So you can find that her God talk is just what? Empty, you know, like she doesn't. So I'll never forget that, And I feel so sorry for her, Because now a girl like that really needed a blessing. You understand? In fact, she was so we drove and we found her at the housing estate that where you were yesterday. The next set of thing, she was doing some work there. So we go to see her. Ningu will have a man. Life is what? Life is hard. Tagala mukisa. ayagala enkumi meka. Then I realized later, the reason why she asked for that amount. Okay? Because, maybe she had read my messages, okay, and seen a certain mobile money balance. Okay? And I think it was the last transaction, eh? And that was balance, I think, 60K. So she said, I can get a 50K. Okay? And so I got the phone. Eh? Then when I got the phone, I didn't tell you guys, I discovered that what? She had withdrawn all my what? Mobile, my airtime. Okay? Years ago, Christine had sent me airtime of around 300,000. Okay? And there was something like 200, you know, something there. So now I call it. So when I discovered, okay, because contrary to what most of you, what you don't know is that I have friends in some high what? Hey, place. So I called MTN. Okay? Then they withdrew whatever from my phone. Hey, my airtime back to mine. Glory be to God. But for me, I was like, no, they should what? Whatever her number. Hey, but did you? Anyway, yeah, that is a long story. Yeah. But you can see it all goes back to the whole KB goes back to Uluboa. Okay? Yeah, but the chick told us, Omkisa Tebaguria. Which is sad. Yeah. Okay? Now, I hope there's none of you here who thinks that way. That omukisa what? Guyagala sent. Guyagala ebikwati wako. The Bible says, okay, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Glory be to God. Okay? I remember years ago, okay, we were kids, we were in high school, I think I was in O-level. Then there's a certain sister of mine who had issues with my dad. By name into Yahweh. Okay? Yeah, they had their things. Yeah? They had things. Okay? So one day, yeah, that sister of mine comes home. And yeah. Anyway, I get to learn later, or years later when I was grown up, for my dad to have KB with me. Okay, he told me, so and so came, okay, to my to my room, okay? Because now serious meetings at home used to happen in the what? Bedroom. Including Chivoko. Chivoko also used to happen, what? and it entailed what? Taking off the belt. Then, yeah. And then so she goes to the room. And my dad says that so and so came and abused me. Abused me, what? You know? But then said, but daddy, don't curse me. Abused me. Then my dad gave me a story why the abusers came. Some history. Yeah? Historical events. but don't what? Hey, don't cut, yeah. So you can see now my sis had a very good understanding of what? Of this thing called the blessing versus a curse. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so yeah, now, like I said, yeah, we want our children to also be blessed. To be blessed of who? Of God. Glory be to God. What got me to think about this subject was a dream I had on, was it Thursday or Wednesday? Thursday. Okay, which I shared in the prayer meeting. All right? In this dream, there's a friend of mine. Okay, not a friend. A guy we studied with in O-level. Haven't seen him since then. Okay, but I understand he's a lawyer in town. He's not born again. Okay, but in the dream, he was a reverend. All right, reverend. Eh? Reverend who?
Binom Jisha.
It's very important to get the right person to the accent to that name. You have heard it?
Can do it. Binom Jisha.
Binom Gisha. Eh? Is that right?
Binom Jisha. Binom Gisha.
Okay. Esther. Bruce, are you there? Yeah, anyway, the name, if you are a Muganda, you would say Binom Gisha. All right? By know what? Yes, which you all know, okay? I presume you all know. It means they have a blessing. So that is the guy's name, okay? Now, in the dream, was a reverend, okay? Binom Gisha was a reverend. He had a collar, okay? And he had kids, some young kids. Then I remember he had a boy, okay? Some cowboy. Then I went to the cowboy and I, wow, you resemble your dad, you know, okay? Then I was with your dad in school. All right? Yeah. Now, yes, in addition to what the dream really means, okay, which is not the subject matter for today, all right? I can see that his name, okay, or the meaning of his name was a reference to his children. Okay? Because it wasn't Binom Gisha. Eh? You understand? It was Binom Gisha. So the name is not really talking about the possessor of the name. It is we're talking about others. Okay, which I believe in the context of the dream was referring to what? The children. Glory be to God. Okay, the reverend's children were what? Yes, they had. And so that's what like inspired me to talk about this. And by the way, in case you're waiting for some deep things, what I'm going to say is not, okay? This one, what I'm saying that is I don't want to disappoint what? Some of you. Gamulin Zekati. You understand? But thankfully, what I'm going to say is in the Bible. And that is deep enough. Glory be to God. You can never be deeper than the word of God. So I'm going to tell you deep stuff. Hallelujah. Okay, but yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? But you know what? Yes, we want all our children, those who are alive, and those who are coming to be blessed of God, to have a blessing upon them. Okay? You guys, a blessing makes all the difference. A blessing makes what? All the difference, man. Eh? Okay? It makes room. Eh? It makes a way, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Now, let's read. Okay. There are things, children should do to be blessed of God. Like honor your parents. Then the Bible says, then it shall go well with you and you shall live long. Alright? So, yeah, those things, kids have to be well behaved. Right? But today, what I want to emphasize is that, okay, first and foremost, okay, for children to be blessed of God, it starts with parents. First and foremost, it starts with what? It starts with parents. Glory be to God. It starts with parents. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 to 4, the Bible says that it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Why? Because what? You obey the voice of the Lord your God. Okay? Then the blessings start in verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Basically, you'll be blessed in Lubowa. Okay? Nen sasa na yungu walichi. Ngoli blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. What is the fruit of your body? The fruit of your body is children. Glory be to God. Okay? So your children shall be blessed. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Glory be to God. Amen? It is that what? Simple. Hallelujah. Okay, so this, it teaches us that how we live, okay, really matters as far as our children, those who are here and those who are coming, okay? Especially for you who are not yet married. How you live, okay, it matters, okay? Very often I tell people that please do your children a favor and walk according to the ways of God. Do your kids a favor. Do your kids a what? A favor. Because how you live determines whether there will be a blessing over them. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Having blessed children, first and foremost, begins with us. Glory be to God. It begins what? With us. Okay? And the reverse is true. Yeah? Or the opposite is true. Having, I don't want to say this, let me be a little bit nice, like Queen Elizabeth. Having unblessed children, it also what? Begins with children or having cursed children. It begins with parents. Glory be to God. Okay? Very important, You be there in nyege nyege what? You are storing, you are depositing in a bank something for your kids. Glory be to God. That's why if you want to be involved in evil, if you want to be involved in evil, think about your children. Hallelujah. Of course, when you are church here, you're all very holy, You're very holy, what? Yeah. Okay? So, but anyway, when you get out of here, in the afternoon and then until next what? And you want to be involved in evil. Bambi, think about your kids. Especially if you want to have kids. And if you don't have kids, then you can be involved in your evil. You suffer alone. And you live and go to hell alone. Okay? Yeah, but if you have children and you want them to have a good life, I had a friend, some guy I used to work with at a medical research council in Entebbe. He was called Dr. Geoffrey Kabuye. Okay, very good guy. He used to give me stories. I wish I had what? With time. But let me give you one story he told me. Let me give you the most important, or the important one as far as this is concerned. Back in the day, he had a baby girl. So, we're talking about 2012, okay? He used to tell, because we were office mates, okay? We're two in a row, you know? So, he used to give me, he told me that he has a baby girl. And this girl, okay, she cannot go to bed, okay, if it is not her dad carrying her to bed. You understand? She will sleep in the chair. Someone gets her to carry her, looks like it's not daddy. No way. It's her dad who takes her to bed. Okay? He was a Liverpool supporter. So he would be somewhere watching football, like weekend. He's out. But then he would be like, now my baby is in the chair. Okay? And then he'll feel sad for her. And he abandons the game. And he goes home. You understand? He had compassion for what? Because he's like, no one can take that child to bed. No one. Even the mother. No one. Eh? So the girl would feel sorry for the baby. Okay? And what? Goes home. Abandons. Eh? Okay? Of course. But in those days, Liverpool was what? Losing. So I guess even the match was boring. You know? Anyway. But the point I'm trying to make is what? The girl had compassion on the child. So I say that as an illustration, a joking illustration, of how if you want to be get involved in evil, Bambi, Rosa Kubanabo. Of course, the kids, like especially if they are a certain age, they won't get to know. Okay? Even the unborn, I don't think they don't know. Okay? But, man, the consequences of your what? Stupidity, all right, will be, bad. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. If you are a father, okay, of course, you're not here. I'm just what? Hey, you want to cheat on your wife? Okay? Think about your children. Your mother, you want to cheat on your husband. You know, think about your children. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Okay, why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your what? Of your body. I think there's a version which says the fruit of your womb, or some other verse, okay, which means, anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your children will be blessed. They will have a blessing. They will be, referred as what?
By name. Uh-huh.
They will be referred to as they have a blessing because their mommy, their daddy, okay, diligently obeyed the voice of the Lord God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, does God punish children for the sins of their parents? But that's not a good God. I've done nothing. You know, you remember growing up as kids, you play, then your sibling, what? Then you go, what, you know? You know those things, He has beaten me for nothing. So does God beat for nothing? That doesn't sound like the God I know, God beating people for nothing. You think about it. Okay? You understand? So now you see you're all here. You're walking in the ways of the Lord. But then you don't know man, you know. What I'm loving you, eh? But you don't know where the chivoko can come. Does that sound like God? So it means that you're not secure, eh, with your work with God. You understand? Because eh? Man, anytime man, you know, chivoko can come from heaven. And then you're like, but God, why? Then he laughs. Ha, 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 ha. I just wanted to what? Why your mother, eh? That didn't sound like God, eh? Okay? Once upon a time, I thought it does, but when you think about it, you're like, My thinking is that children just suffer the consequences of the curse. Hallelujah. Which even the enemy exploits, of course. Glory be to God. For example, and by the way, your parents, okay, those who are not saved can, Benzo Genda, Mundagano. Yeah? Right, eh? Was it yesterday or today? Nyege, nyege what? People are making covenants. And they are including their children. Mundagano. So things start going bad for the kids, and then people say, God is punishing the kids. You understand, eh? Yeah, it's not God. But God allows the consequences of parents' stupidity to what? To affect the kids. Glory be to God. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8 to 9 says, okay, that you shall not make, Deuteronomy chapter 5 from verse 8, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a what? A jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers. Other version says, punishing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Okay? You know, it seems to imply that God punishes kids for the iniquity of the fathers. Okay, but one of the things in this verse, it seems like it is qualified. Eh? It seems to say that of those who hate me. So the fathers are in iniquity, then the kids continue the iniquity, they hate God, okay, and they also get what? That's one of the things it could mean, all right? However, there's something that seems to be clearer in Numbers chapter 14. Okay, Numbers chapter 14, which Sam read as we're opening the service. Psalm 14, verse 18. Remember, this is happening. The children of Israel are at the border. Okay? They have gone through the wilderness at the border. Okay, to enter the promised land. Alright? Then Moses sends 12 spies. Okay? To check out the land. Alright? So the 12 spies go, then they return back with a report. Okay? They say, yeah, the land is good. Okay? The land is good. They all agree. The land is good. Okay? 12 of them say, we should go. Even the guys there, who are there, the giants, we shall conquer them because God is with us. But two of them say, no, you guys, the other guys, we can't manage. We're going to die. We shouldn't. Okay? And God is not happy with that report. Okay? So God is angry. He tells guys, you won't enter. So in verse 18, okay, Moses prays to God, okay, on behalf of the people. Okay, from verse 18, Moses says, you know, that the Lord, so he's addressing God, that the Lord, okay, Yahweh, is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Verse 19, he says, pardon, forgive. Okay? Forgive the iniquity of these people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt, even until now. Okay? Then the Lord said, verse 20, the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. I have what? Forgiven. According to your word. But surely as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they shall certainly not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant, Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Okay? Now let's jump to verse 26. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil generation? Okay? Or congregation? Who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I'll do to you. The carcasses, dead bodies of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above. Okay, because being in the army, you had to be 20 years and above. They were the ones who were to go and fight. And they refused. So he says that 20 years and above. Then he says, except for Caleb, okay, and Joshua, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, okay, whom you said would be victims, I'll bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. As for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. Okay? Remember that the border. Uliku border ya Kenya. You're just a stride from entering what? Uganda. And God said, now 40 years. 40 years ngolimu Kenya. Okay? Now, he says that the children are going to bear the brunt of your what? Infidelity. Okay? Children are going to suffer. Children are supposed to be my promised land tomorrow. But God says no. Because of your parents, they're going to be 40 years there. Some, of course, will even die in the what? In Kenya. Do you understand? So, is God now, what I'm asking you, is God punishing the children? I don't think so. The children are just bearing the brunt of their parents' infidelity, as the scripture says. Because God is not a bad God. You know, now, honestly, you Christine, Raphael right now, Tina Chapoze, can see the kid Bambi is there, well behaved. He's not disturbed. Tata wanyabantu, mukanisa. Didn't all of a sudden ichivoko. Why? Because your father, of course there are mothers who beat what? Who beat their kids because tata wo, then of sung no amaira kumwana. Now, God is not like that. Do you understand? But the consequences. Glory be to God. Consequences. Now, like I always tell you, Adam, to this day, we are still bearing the brunt of Adam's infidelity. But is God punishing us for Adam's sin? No. Maybe he's punishing us for Eviafe. Eviafe, Savior Adam. Do you understand? Eviafe, but not Adam's. Glory be to God. I know that some of you are failing to believe this. Eh? And I can understand, Bambi, why you're failing to believe that God doesn't beat people for nothing. Yeah, because over the years it has been what? It has been ingrained in you, you know, like, but no, it just didn't sound right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, how, yes, and you see, so, because of your stupidity, your kids are going to suffer. No blessing. No blessing. So they are in the wilderness at the border. Meanwhile, there's milk and honey flowing across the border. So the kids are not enjoying what they should enjoy because daddy and mommy. Do you understand? Okay, now, the blessing, because of you, it will make things easy for your kids. Do you understand? Things easy for your kids. Oba, what the 20 now contacts. 20 now contacts. 20 now go my name MTN. Hallelujah. But God, because of the blessing, can make a way. Never could desire a time more. Glory be to God. Babata muku desire. Mukama mukudiza somehow because of the blessing. Hallelujah. By the way, I didn't get back all my airtime because she had spent what? Some of it. But they withdrew it from her what? Account. So when I feel sorry for going, you're there, you think you have airtime, what? Then they tell you what? What do they tell you? So you experience those things. You have insufficient. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? We need to, how we live, okay? How we live before the Lord, okay, determines whether our children will have the blessing of God upon them. Which blessing, remember, it's very important. One of the things it does, or it can do, it can make the children rich. Hallelujah. Amen? Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. It says, praise the Lord. Blessed is a man who fears the Lord. Who delights how? Greatly. Who delights how? Greatly in his commandments. Like they don't take the commandments of God lightly. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants, hallelujah, will be how? Mighty on earth. Glory be to God. Abanabo mwami. You know those things? Who knows those things? Kalibala does. Okay? Glory be to God. Nga yo dad na yafuna square mile. Square mile. I'm telling you, there are people right now who are, they are rich not because it is just man. They got a square mile of land. For those of you who don't know, when, anyway, those things. Buganda Agreement, you know. Just, you know, And in those days, by the way, they never used to work like those kids. Some of them refused to work. They just tell you, okay, you plant, you whatever there. Then harvest time, you come. No more. You understand? And because of that, many got messed up. Just became drunkards, messed up their what? Lives. Hallelujah. And so they'll be mighty on the what? On earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Okay, the generation of the what? The upright, those who greatly delight in God's commands will be blessed. Okay? They will be what?
With Megisa.
Okay? You understand? They will be referred to as?
Binom Gisha.
By Nom Gisha. They have a blessing. Glory be to God. And it consumed and says in verse 3 that wealth and riches will be in his what? House. His house doesn't mean a house like this. Ngamulimu TV, sofa, what? You know, eh? Riches. No, the house means your family, your chika. You understand? Chika cha kurubia. Glory be to God. Ngaman, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wealth and what? Riches. Okay? But remember, you know, don't just jump on this, what? Scripture. You confess it every day. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and... Okay? Do that, but also include verse 1 and 2. Especially verse 1. Okay? Blessed is a man who greatly delights in what? In God's commandments. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. It is easy, in my opinion, to have a prosperous house, a clan. Okay, now I'm not talking about my brother's kids, my sister, young, years. It's easy. Sometimes you might not see it, but God remembers it. And he will do something with your kids and their kids because of what you did. Glory be to God. It's easy. It's easy. Some of you are like, Pastor, things are hard. You know, it's hard to become rich. Now, those are yours. For me, I've told you it's easy. It's easy. Okay? And I'm saying that based on experience. Number one, based on the word of God and based on personal experience. It's easy. Just delight greatly in God's what? Come on. Don't take God's commands lightly. You see, that's a problem with this what? Generation. Even if you am kama, just. Don't do that. Especially if you love your kids. If you don't love your kids, then you mess yourself up and mess them up. But if you love them, you should greatly delight in God's what? Command. Okay? Then your children, the Bible says, will be mighty on the earth. Wealth and riches shall be in your house, in your kaklan, kaklan kakaton. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20, verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity, and what happens? His children are blessed after him. Glory be to God. The righteous man, you're not just the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but you also walk in integrity. That is the righteous man. You remember? Do you remember? John went through that. John says that, do not be deceived. Okay? He who does righteousness is righteous. Okay, so this righteous man is defined as a man who walks in integrity. Okay? And for that reason, his children are blessed after him. Glory be to God. You shouldn't rob the whole country so that you can leave your kids with stuff. You don't have to do that. Just pursue the blessing. Hallelujah. Because remember that ill-gotten wealth, your kids might bear the brunt of your infidelity, of your thievery, of your thiefness. You understand, So, especially if you're born again, Gochimani. Hallelujah. Yeah, just walk with the Lord. Do what He tells you to do. Pray for your kids. Or speak over them good words. Hallelujah. Okay? Have you seen a day? Amayumba, apartments, what? Leave them to God. If you can't afford them now. Just leave that to God. Glory be to God. The blessing will make your kids what? Rich. Hallelujah. Mwana katona hizo mwa magezi wisdom. Nafuka advisor of about what, you know, some big. Glory be to God. Okay? Just imagine. Now, my wife generally, they grew up, yeah, things were good. What to do? What to do? To this day, there are things which Bambi, and I can understand her, there are times, bimpisabubi. But she can't relate to. Like, anyway, some things, you understand. Bambi, she doesn't know. She doesn't, you know, so I have to. I don't think I'm together. Cutting the nerve, but really, but can't you see? Bambi, okay? Now, why did her and the siblings get to that? Because the story goes that, her father was, Makere, he was a lecturer with a master's. By the way, let me tell them about Omsaji Owechi, Owechi Walata. My wife, her crib, baby crib, Mwayasula. Omsaji Owechi Walata, na ye. Hallelujah. Muya sura naye. It's a small world. It's a small world. I mean, it's true. So my father-in-law, you know, those days gets a scholarship. Okay? Yeah, to go and do a PhD in Australia. We're talking about early 80s or late 70s. Okay? Yeah, then you remember he was staying at Makere as a lecturer, and Sam's dad, Engineer Kasangaki, okay, was also there. So they left their stuff with what? With hence the crib gets to their firstborn. Glory be to God. Now this was discovered by Omsaji Owechi Walata recently. You know? And so they go to Australia, then after he finishes his PhD, I think he works there for some time, then they move to Papua New Guinea. There was a clique of Ugandans who were there in the 80s. Bukenya, Wapa. There was a clique of guys who came back after the war, after 86. But they were, you know, there was a lot of brain, it's called what, brain drain? You guys were out of the country because of what was happening here. Now, sadly, history is being revised, and you young people, you're being deceived that Museveni was a bad man to start a war. But you talk to your what? Your parents. Man, they celebrated, you understand? So, you know, but it is being revised. And right now it is like, but man, a girl was celebrated and celebrated for the right thing. Then the people who are even saying all those, but they are lying. These are politicians. So please go slow on what? Starting to also write those things. What? You didn't do any good for us. What? Even the guy who fired the first bullet. What? Nothing. Man. Okay. Please go what? Slow on those things. Hallelujah. By the way, now, will I finish this? But anyway, what I'm saying is important. Simba wakati. By the, so. Now there is a there's someone who wrote, in fact, even William Pike, you know, William Pike, he was a white man, the MD of New Vision before Kabushenga. Yeah, he wrote that all those guys, the first clique that went to the bush, especially those who are Westerners, okay, Museveni, Tumwine, and group, they were all children of Balokole. You've heard of that? They were all children of Balokole. You remember that being the East African revival, where people got saved in the West, massive. Okay? Hence names like
Binomgisha.
This is important. The guys changed their names. Once upon a time, they didn't have those names. Those good names. Atwaire, Asimwe, Ainaitwe, Akandwanaho. Okay? He fought for me. You understand? They didn't have those names. Okay? All those names you hear, Tumusime, they didn't have, they had bad names like what? Some other what? The chaps. But there was a revival in Western Uganda, and man, even names changed. Glory be to God. They changed. Now, anyway, so the story is, and it's true, that all those guys went to the bush, the first clique, all of them were children of what? Abalokole. I think the Church of Uganda. Because that revival, yeah, the Church of Uganda. Okay? Okay, so people say, so someone asked that, does that mean, because you see, these guys were bad, rebels. Does that mean that these parents didn't raise up their kids well? But Nabalokole, they didn't raise up their kids well. How could their kids become thugs? But you see, you're just ignorant of the most important things. Remember, the children of parents who walk what? Who greatly delight in God's commandments, get blessed. Do you understand? Very important. And you see, I wish I was in America when I'm preaching from there. I would say these things. Body. And some of the things, or the goodness, if I should say, a good number of people from Western Uganda are enjoying. These things are because of what? It has a little to do with them. It's their parents. The blessing. Hallelujah. There was a woman, you can see this thing. You see, that's why for me, I go slow on these what? Political things. Until I get to know God's stand on something. Because you might be fighting God. There was a woman, very born again, with Church of Uganda. She was called Esteri. Esteri who? Kokundeka. Very born again, you understand? You just say she planted churches, you know? Okay? Gets a child during that time, soldiers from World War II were returning to Uganda. Okay? They were in the 7th Battalion of the King's whatever, the army, you know? 7th what? And they were coming back. So she gets a child and she names him Museveni. Remember, 7th Battalion. You understand? So she's naming the kid after soldiers. Do you understand? Okay? Meanwhile, Mulokole, very thorough, you know, Museveni, and this guy turns out to be a Sabarani. And not just that. According to heaven, by the way, you live Binebia, the what? The politics. A deliverer. Hallelujah. Okay? Gets another child. Okay? You leave this name, Salim Saleh. The guy's real names are Caleb Akandwanaho. Caleb, you remember? We've read about this guy. Caleb with Joshua, mighty warriors. caused the children of Israel to possess their inheritance by fighting. So she gets another child, names him Caleb, a warrior. Okay? Akandwanaho, he fought for me. And the guy turns out to be a mighty soldier. And deliver the country. They didn't do anything for me. But if you're born again, you first study. I've given you now what background. Okay? That thing of their kids were rebels, thugs, what? Man, the blessing, you understand, God used them. The blessing upon them to what? To wage a war, to... Now, I'm not saying all that they are, all they did in the war was godly. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that after the war, since 86 up to now, everything they have done, they have been angels. I haven't said that. All right? Yeah, it's good. We talk about the evil they have done. But don't disregard the good element. God was behind this thing. And for your good, by the way. For your what? To worry you, but it was for your good. Glory be to God. But really, we're talking about what? The blessing, amen? Upon the children. And all this is just what? We're coming. Yeah, I didn't think about this. So don't think that not today, ngamba kati. Kati bana basoga ngenda bavuma mu 7 ngenda ukuba kuba bwire bintu naye nga umbisamu mukama katwa. No, I'm not. Okay. Hallelujah. So back to Papua New Guinea. So from Australia, my father-in-law goes to Papua New Guinea. They work there. Okay. Now, so they were actually not here during the war. Okay. The general, they were abroad. Now, the story goes that when Museveni comes into power, you remember WAPA? WAPA Kabul? Okay. You remember? Okay. Yeah, so you remember he was friends with Museveni, even in Dar es Salaam. Museveni went to Dar es Salaam University. There's a question that, did that guy really graduate? How can you move into long planning and tell him before you talk for a degree? You know, you see, that's the thing. Can you go lower a degree, a paper? You think if your kid gets a paper, life will be good. But from experience, you see that's not true. You should pursue the blessing. Glory be to God. Can you go, but did you get a degree? So what? So what? As in, so what? Okay? To become a president of the country, or you just need to be a senior six. Isn't it? Yeah, senior six. You can be MP, what? Senior six. Hey, but that should change. Yeah? It's not right. Yeah. So, remember, WAPA had so many friends in TZ. Then WAPA, at a certain point, moves to Papua New Guinea. So he meets my father-in-law, okay? Kaberuka. So my mother-in-law told me, because I was asking, so when Museveni comes to power, his friend WAPA, they come in power, you know? Then WAPA apparently told Museveni of a very sharp economist called Kaberuka. That the guy is very bright man. Then apparently Museveni calls him. Okay? Calls Kaberuka, you know? And that's how the guy becomes presidential advisor economics. From like 80 something until 2009, when he really told Museveni that, I'm done. Please let me go and I do my own things. And Museveni jumped, refused, but the guy pleaded, leave me alone. Eh?
In quotes.
But to this day, I guess he will still be the one. Hey. And you see, there are some advisors who are, it is just H1, like fake stuff. But this guy was real. You understand? That earlier generation of advisors, in anything, they were real advisors, as in. And so that's how the guy becomes, and what? Anyway, and man, life is what? But that is the beginning of that. Okay? But the reason why I'm saying that was because of that thing where God can bless your child with wisdom. Wisdom. And King Charles II. Yeah? The third. Are you sure? Okay. But it's also called Arthur. You know that? You understand? They never zoomed away about this black man around our king. What? Black. Nenga ye Arthur Charles Agamba. No. Tebamu Jawano. Uramagezi. Glory be to God. And hence the child gets an acre of land, like Buckingham Palace. Once again, how much does an acre of land Buckingham cost? Do you understand? Yeah. But the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? So, as in, yeah, before you leave, what? Stupid lies. Think about your kids. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Second Chronicles 27. Okay? Jehoshaphat, the king, is praying to God and says that, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? Okay? Abraham was a what? A friend of God. And then he says, and they dwell in it. The children of Israel are dwelling in the land because of Abraham being a friend of God. How did he become a friend of God? Okay? Genesis 26 from verse 4, it says, okay, God is talking to Isaac, Abraham's what? Son. He tells him, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I'll give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. People are going to be blessed. Why? Because Abraham did what? Please read it, amen? Because for no other reason, don't take this thing called favor to the extreme. The favor when you don't have to do anything, but favor. Favor means you don't deserve it. Be careful with that one. With Joseph, in Egypt, the favor of God was upon him, and the Bible gives the reasons why. The guy lived right, you understand? I tell you, remember, Yarimu Klaniani, Abraham ne Isaac. Kajugugamba, why? The guy did something. Lived a righteous life in Egypt. And then the favor of God was upon him. Favor means you don't have to do any. You mess yourself up with that thing. Be careful. Be very careful with those things. Okay? So here, people are going to be blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you do that, your children will what? There will be a blessing upon their lives. If you love God, greatly delight in His commandments. Hallelujah. Amen. You have children who are blessed of God. Children who will be referred to as?
Binomgisha.
Binomgisha. Glory be to God. And the blessing of the Lord will make them rich. Will make them rich in all ways. Hallelujah. It could be richness in wisdom. And that wisdom brings the money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.